Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for continuing to be with us. Gail Buskey is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the president and CEO of Team DoubleClick Incorporated. She is a virtual assistant expert, ladies and gentlemen, and she has been with us a number of times in the past to talk to us about this very important, very 21st century concept. It's not something that was that didn't exist in the 20th century, but it sure has become a part and parcel of the 21st century on many different levels and many variations. And she's in the center of this movement. And I'm glad to say that she's our good friend and a member of our Brain Trust, Gail Buskey. Welcome back to the show.
It's my pleasure.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
I have been promoting teleworking, Gail, which in a lot of ways what it's included in the whole virtual assistant thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you agree with me or not, but I think teleworking, you know, variations of teleworking, are something that I've been promoting for many, many years. Certainly, in this century, and I've been telling managers that you better learn how to manage people who aren't right under your nose. You better learn how to do that if you're going to be successful long term in the 21st century. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with you, and it's, you know, teleworking. I do agree. Teleworking and virtual assisting are very similar. I mean, they're very fine lines between the two. You know, productivity goes up when people are working from home. Efficiency goes up. It's just good all the way around for everyone involved.
Well, you know, and it's not just small business. I work with some large companies, very large global companies sometimes, Gail, and sometimes I'm on a conference call with high level people, and they're all over the country. Maybe not even just in this country, but they're working from home.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm talking about vice presidents.
Certainly, certainly. And, you know, teleworking, in one sense or another, has been going on a lot longer than most of us realize. You know, if you think about a large corporation who has multiple branches, they're teleworking with one another. You know, one big branch in New York working with one big branch in California, they're still teleworking. They don't see each other on a daily basis. They communicate
by phone, fax,
email.
Gail, I was a teleworker for Xerox in 1976.
My goodness.
I was in sales. I managed a territory for Xerox beginning in 1976, and my office was in my home.
Sure, sure. It's been going on for years and years.
Yep, long time. And it really helped me. That experience helped me 13 years later to start my business from my home.
Sure.
And so folks, the reason I just wanted to lay the landscape out there, Gail, so that we can now talk about the concept of a virtual assistant, and all the different ways that someone can be a virtual assistant. I mean, if you've got an employee, let's say you've got a woman who works for you, and she's a very important person in your business, and she comes to you and she says, "Hey, boss, we have to move 60 miles away because of my husband's work, and I can't drive back and forth every day, so I'm going to have to turn in my resignation." Mm-hmm. And that boss needs to be saying, "Wait a minute, slow down. You know, that boss needs to be figuring out some way for her to telework.
Exactly.
So if he can do that, then when he contemplates a virtual assistant, he can say, "Okay, the next person I need, I can't find that person around here. What if they're on the other side of the country?"
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly.
It's not that big a leap, is it?
No, it's not. And, you know, the technologies are there now to work remotely. They're virtual phone systems. And then, of course, email and telephone.
Instant
message, exactly. And, in fact, we just added a new product, if you will, to our service line. It's a virtual office. So you actually have an online meeting area where you meet with your virtual assistant and collaborate on documents. You input tasks. She manages those tasks.
Do you collaborate on a document in real time?
Not in real time, unfortunately, not yet.
But that's coming.
It is, absolutely. Well, and there are softwares that do that.
There are.
That you can collaborate in real time. I believe there's a plug-in for Microsoft Word and Excel, in fact, the Office products, that you can collaborate in real time. So it's there. It's emerging.
Well, and also, I'll tell you something else that's emerging, and that the technology is also available. It just isn't that much in the public, in the domain right now. And that is video conferencing.
Mm-hmm. That's very
because it takes $100 $100 camera to convert IM into video IM.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The quality's not great, but you can do it.
And I think the quality will be there soon. You know, if you look back at some of the voice over IP telephone services, they used to stink when they first came out. I remember talking to people and they sounded like a chipmunk or
buffering,
like a
right? Yeah,
mm-hmm. Right. And now they're crystal clear. They're absolutely perfect.
Sometimes when I go on the road, I do my radio show over that.
Really?
Over IP? Yes.
That tells you how far it's come. In a couple of years.
Exactly. So now that we've laid all this out, what would be an example of where we would start considering a virtual assistant?
As far as tasks, what I like to say is if you're finding that you're working too much, and most small business owners do too, I'm guilty just as much as the next person. If you find you're working too much or there are things that you need to do to grow your business and you just can't get at them, that's a good time to start thinking about hiring a virtual assistant. Someone, just as you would think of bringing in someone in your office to do the administrative tasks, you can think of a virtual assistant to do the same things. They can answer the telephones. They can follow up on phone calls for you. They can set appointments. We even have virtual assistants who enjoy, believe it or not, cold calling. I think they're crazy, but we like those crazy sometimes.
There's one for every job, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Stand by, Gail. We're going to come back in a minute, folks, and talk about the concept of virtual assistants and how you can plug one into your organization. We'll do that right after these messages, 20 after. I'm also thinking especially, folks, about the person who's home-based and growing but still wants to stay home-based. That's a great way to use virtual assistants. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Judy Smolsky, Vice President of Small Business Marketing for IBM. On behalf of all your IBM friends, I want to congratulate you on your 10th anniversary as the Small Business Advocate. IBM is proud to be one of your major sponsors, and we look forward to the next 10 years. Thanks for all you do to support the needs of small businesses everywhere. Have fun and good luck.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my small business websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the articles and the archives and the Brain Trust members and the newsletter and the blog and lots of stuff there that'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Looks like we're going to have a record month this year with the website. That's very exciting to me. And then, of course, we have our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you can get your small business answers now. And as you know, if you can get to our websites, there's no barrier to entry. You don't even have to tell us who you are. You don't have to give us your email address unless you subscribe to the newsletter, which we don't spam people. You got to do that. So if you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. So please use all that to your advantage. Gail Buskey is our guest, folks. She's president and CEO of Team DoubleClick, Inc. And Gail, one of the things you do is you help put people together, people who need virtual assistants and virtual assistants together, right? You bring
exactly.
those guys together.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm glad before the break you mentioned virtual assistants being a possible solution for growing businesses who are home-based and want to remain home-based. I kind of wanted to come back to that. I'm so glad you said it. it is an excellent solution. And just to give you an example, our company is 100% virtual. We being a virtual staffing agency, we thought it would be rather hypocritical if
you
we
practice what you preach?
Absolutely.
What a novel idea, Gail.
And even with 33,000 virtual assistants across the country and a few sprinkled in countries overseas, even with 33,000 people in our stable, we still remained 100% virtual. My husband and I are the founders of the company, and we both still work from home, and I have no desire to ever have a bricks-and-mortar office again. The costs are so much lower. In fact, I just ran some numbers a couple of days ago. We save about 87% by having our business virtually rather than having a bricks-and-mortar office.
So, I mean, wow.
It's amazing the cost savings.
Well, see, that's the beauty of the 21st century marketplace, Gail,
mm-hmm.
is it can be so much more efficient for small business owners. And, you know, and it's really a fun time to be a business owner, a small business owner, Gail, because, you know, 20 years ago, if I had to employ all the people who do things for this company, which I would have 20 years ago, mm-hmm. I'd have 20-30 people on board right now.
Oh, egad.
And instead I have 4 full-time employees and several vendors who are not much different from virtual assistants.
Exactly. And most virtual assistants are independent contractors, so they really are vendors, which brings on a whole other dynamic too. They don't have that employee mentality. They tend to appreciate the work you give them rather than shuffle off and go, okay, fine, I have to do this work that Jim just gave me.
Right.
They're appreciative because
it's business. It's not a job. It's business.
Exactly. So, again, and they become more productive for that as well. So, you know, again, that increased productivity and efficiency, it's really fabulous.
What is your website, by the way?
TeamDoubleClick.com.
Okay, so check that out, folks. And they can find out about pricing and all that there on your website, how to connect up with the virtual assistant. Gail?
Yes, absolutely.
They can find out about all about that. All right, so check that out, folks, teamdoubleclick.com. Gail, what are the biggest, when somebody calls you and say, or emails you or whatever and says, I need help, but I don't know if I'm the kind of person that could work with the virtual assistant. Do you get that very much?
We do, and it's actually very common. We sit down with you. We go through what you need, what challenges you're facing, figure out what kind of skill set is needed so that we can make a good match.
No. It's worse than that, Gail. I don't know if I can deal with this.
Ah, okay.
I don't even know if I can. I mean, what can you say to me to make me get comfortable with the whole concept of virtual assistants?
So you're a control freak just like I am.
Yes.
Little steps. That's the best way, little steps. And I went through the very same thing when I got my own virtual assistant. I couldn't get past that sending things to her, you know, someone I couldn't see. So I started off with little tasks, 1 or 2 tasks here and there, see how the virtual assistant does it, and basically gain trust in her myself, or yourself. Have her do a couple of little tasks. Once you realize that she's doing well at those, hopefully you can open up and give her a few more and a few more and so on.
Generally her.
I don't mean to stereotype.
You're dissing my gender here, Gail.
Man, I know. We find that most of our virtual assistants are female.
Why is that?
I think they're more accustomed to working as administrative assistants. It's not that we won't take them in, they just don't come.
Uh-huh.
We'd be happy to have male virtual assistants, but they just don't.
Is this a PR problem?
Typically, no. Our doors are open.
But aren't virtual assistants more than just fancy secretaries? I mean, don't they sometimes do business development and manage accounts and things like that? Aren't they likely to do that as well?
Sometimes they do. We find the men come to us more to business plans, marketing plans, and
yeah.
things.
Yeah, very interesting. TeamDoubleClick.com, right?
Yes.
Thanks,
That's
Gail,
right.
for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Right back with our top salesmanship expert in the Brain Trust, Mr. Skip Miller. Right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.